Good morning. We are continuing with Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Yutess, and we're starting Siman Beis. So the Chayyadim discusses the case a person wants to make a mixture of mustard, wants to make mustard. So a person takes mustard seed, ground up finely, and mixes it together with vinegar, etc. And that's how you make mustard. Or a person wants to make rain, he wants to take the horseradish, which is ground up, and mix it together with vinegar. So it makes a somewhat of a mass together. So you have a potential leisha problem. Other types of dips. The vinegar wasn't added from before Shabbos. So he wants to make them on Shabbos. So there's no way to make a thick mixture, because even though we said that a person can stir it with a shinoi, that allows you to make a deal with that thick mixture. But we cannot rely on the changing of the order for a thin for a thick mixture. So a person wants to make this, well, he can't do the first step. We're machmer, there's leisha by the first step. A shinoi doesn't work, so we're machmer that as well. So you cannot, there's no way to make this as a thick mixture, because you need to add one to the other, and you can't do that. And changing the order won't help. So you shouldn't make a blila of it. So what you can do is make a blila raka, a thin mixture, and for a thin mixture, the change of the order works. So the change over here will be putting the vinegar in the keli first, and then adding the chrein, then adding the chardol. Normally, you put the salad, the powder in first, and then you would add the chaimitz, change the order. So you put the chaimitz in the kli first, you put the vinegar in the kli first, and then you add in the mustard seed or the ground horseradish. But you cannot make it a blila ova. You cannot make a thick mixture. It has to be a lot of vinegar. That the mixture should be a thin mixture, a pourable mixture. A person does that, they solved your problems. For the Isser B'choshesh for Rebbe, you did a shinoi by changing the order, and that works when it's a thin mixture. And then the next stage, gamal yar bekaf, you can't stir it with your hand. With a spoon. So you have to stir it with your hand. That's a shinoi which works on the second stage. Shake the kli until everything combines together. So those are the things you can do to address the issue of making this on Shabbos. Number one, it has to be blila raka. Number two, you change the order, how you put the ingredients in, the liquid in the salad. And number three, when you stir it, you can't stir it directly. You have to stir it through one of these types of shinuyim, a significantly different type of act than normal stirring, which allows the stirring on Shabbos. So the interesting question which comes up is making chreinase on Shabbos, mixing chrein with mayonnaise. Is there a concern of potentially a loss problem? You're taking the salad, the semi-salad of the grain, of the mustard seeds and the ground mustard. You're mixing it together with a medium and making a mass. So first glance, that's considered an act of lisha, and one would have to follow the rules of lisha, that a person would have to change the order. Number one. And number two, a person would have to stir it with a shinoi, but it only works for blila raka. If a person wants to make thick mayonnaise, that's not going to work. Maybe we might have another approach to it a little bit. We'll talk about Zeshem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.